What a great question, and I really appreciate your heart in that, because sometimes people's answer to that question is, I'll just stop giving. And when you want to give, but you want to give wisely. And this is one of the things I talk about in The Treasure Principle and other books as well, is we need to give generously, but we also need to give wisely. And that means due diligence. It means find out about an organization, and don't just read what the organization says about itself, because that's just not going to always be reliable. I don't mean that most of these Christian ministries are lying. I just mean they're going to be selective, obviously, in the information that they share. So what I do is go online and I look at what other people are saying, and there are different organizations, Ministry Watch and others, that will just evaluate how much money goes to overhead, how effective are they in doing this and that and other things. And you know, Ministry Watch is was founded by Rusty Leonard, and you can look up ministrywatch.com, I think it is, and you can get information about these different ministries. And also, one of the things I do is I check around with different people in different parts of the world where maybe there's a famine, there's the latest natural disaster. I say, who's doing the most effective work there? And it's not always the same ministry. And also, some of the ministries that work with relief and development work through local churches, and some are not quite as careful, and some of the food distribution may be happening, maybe done by Muslims and others. And you know what? If the only way we could feed people is to have it be delivered to them by Muslims, I would be in favor of it. But if you have Christians who can do it in the name of Jesus, then obviously that's what you want to do. So I would say, do your homework, Ministry Watch, and just otherwise just check out online what are people saying about this ministry and its effectiveness.